We're CJNQ 88.9 FM, and we're talking with Molly Johnson today. And Molly Johnson, you've certainly earned your reputation as one of Canada's greatest voices. You've done so many things, it's hard to pinpoint all of them. Now, you have sung for royalty. You've sung on the Royal Yacht Britannica for the Prince and the late Princess of Wales, Diana.
Yeah.
And
I
you
met her a
also.
few times through the AIDS work that I do. She had a very big interest in that and came to Toronto a few times
Right.
to talk to the people who in the city who've been working with people living with AIDS. She was very
Right.
lovely.
Right. You also started the foundation, and
That's
that's
right.
to raise the awareness and to raise funds for two people living with AIDS and HIV. Okay, that's wonderful. You
Thank you.
also became
Keeps
an
me busy
officer.
and out of trouble.
You also became an officer of the Order of Canada, and I believe this is your third CD out too.
That's right, yeah.
Good. So, and we're so excited you're coming to Centennial Theatre right here
I can't
in
wait to get to
Sherbrooke.
Quebec. I absolutely love the province.
Oh,
My
great.
French is terrible, but I love that French feeling.
Well, we have a lot of English population here too, so.
Well, yes, it's embarrassing to us Torontonians with our Toronto French. It's a tragedy, really, and I speak loudly about it all the time.
So, Molly Johnson, you are coming to Centennial Theatre on Tuesday, January 22nd at 8 p.m. And is this your first visit to Centennial Theatre,
I
Molly?
believe so.
Okay.
I'm very excited to come, though.
Oh, yeah, and you're part of the 40th anniversary, too, for Centennial Theatre, so
Oh,
that's wonderful.
fantastic. I didn't know.
Great.
Perfect.
You started being interested in music at a young age, I was reading. When you were in grade school, you were picked up and put into a play, I believe, Porky
Yes.
and Bess,
Yes,
Porky
I
and
did a lot
Bess.
of theater as a child
Okay.
because of the neighbors we had who happened to be in the business and would say to my mom, send the kids to the theater. It was like a hobby. It was like some family ski. Well, we did theater with Ed Mirvish at the Royal Alex Theatre here in Toronto.
Okay.
So yes, I started doing theater when I was a little kid.
Okay, and you became interested in
Well, I went
singing
to the
and so on?
ballet school, the National
Okay.
Ballet, for years and studied there and loved that. And then my big sister had friends. She's a singer, and she had friends in the music business, and I would hang out as a young ballet student and see them. And I think what I really love is the creative process. I like to write. When I was at the ballet school, I really wanted to be a choreographer. I wasn't so much interested in the tutu, though it's very beautiful and very classical, and I love the look. I really love the idea of creating those dances. So when I could see an opportunity to write songs very early on,
Okay.
that was my big interest. That's what
Okay.
pulled me in that way, I think.
Good. That's wonderful. Do you write most of your songs, or you have a bit of help
About
too?
half the
Okay.
songs on the record are co-written with different musical partners, which makes it so much fun. And probably my favorite part of the music business is the collaboration of songwriters, and then the rehearsal and the recording and working it out. I love those moments with beautiful players that I work with.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. And in this show, when you're coming to Centennial, will you be singing most of the songs from your latest
I'm going to
album?
sing a lot of those songs, and I'm going to sing songs from other records.
Okay.
I'm bringing with me Lisa MacDougall from Halifax on piano, and she's a great singer as well. And I always try and coax her to sing some stuff with me. And I'm bringing piano, bass, and drums. Nice and tight little band. Mark McLean on drums. This guy is a Toronto kid, but has moved to Brooklyn and has been playing with all kinds of people. Wynton Marsalis, oh, I can't even think. Peter Sincotti, some really great players. Michael Casehammer, he's on the road with Michael Casehammer, this very fine Canadian piano player. So he's a great musician, and I'm happy to have the three of them and lucky to have the three of them with me.
Oh, that sounds great. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, it's
Now,
lovely.
how would you describe your music?
Well, for fun, I like to call it music for grown-ups. It's still got a melody. Hopefully a bit of a potent lyric. I try and I don't try and be authentic. I just do my thing. I don't have a rehearsed stage presence, and I don't have rehearsed things I'm going to say. It really depends on the audience.
Okay.
And the kind of feedback you get, the electricity from the audience, mm-hmm. makes for one great show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in the latest album you did, Messing Around, it's a little bit of a mixture of different genres, I was reading?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were having a lot of fun doing that.
Well, you know, I'm writing songs, and I don't think about the genre.
Mm-hmm.
I just think about writing a great song.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people do with it what they will,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think the original real jazz, once you put a singer in there
mm-hmm.
and they start singing a verse and a chorus,
mm-hmm.
it's pop music.
Okay.
So, you know, the singers of their day, they were the pop singers, the popular
mm-hmm.
singers of their day. So I'm singing sort of popular music. To me, jazz is very improvisational. And, you know, unless you're scatting,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I'm a little too lazy to do, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's pure real jazz. My thing is a hybrid of pop and funk and soul and whatever's coming out that day.
And at the Toronto Downtown Jazz Festival, you were the first Canadian vocalist to sell at a show on the main stage.
Yeah, you know, they just need to book more Canadians.
True.
And we'd have
True.
More of that. You know, that's the problem. I'm the first only because I fought like a dog with a bone to get
mm-hmm.
that show. And I said I could do it. And I said, you know, you got to have some faith. And I was, you know, right.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that will lead all the jazz festivals in Canada to really look at some Canadians as headliners for their festival dates.
That's great because Canada has so much talent.
Phenomenal musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the
Kumbaya
Foundation?
Kumbaya is a funny
right.
old song that I believe the slaves used to sing as they rode,
mm-hmm.
rode. But it became a kind of a camp,
mm-hmm.
end of summer song.
Okay.
Kumbaya. And I wanted to do an event about and raise money for people in Canada living with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to really speak to young people about AIDS because I felt that the message... And even now, it's still convoluted, confusing. You know, there is no cure for AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the medication to keep you alive, somebody deemed it a cocktail. And that sounds to me like a party drink.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, when you're mm-hmm. talking about AIDS and you're talking about the cocktail, it is not a party drink. It's a life-altering mess of drugs that you have to take every day to keep you alive. There is no cure for AIDS. And... to me, it was important to be able to deliver that message.
Oh, for certain, for
so
certain.
So we did it on Much Music, and it
mm-hmm.
broadcast across the country. And I had artists from Quebec, BC, from all over the country flying in to do this. And
mm-hmm.
We raised $1 million and a bit for people living with AIDS way up into the north
mm-hmm.
Province and all across Canada.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun, too. I enjoy going through my phone book and
mm-hmm.
pulling my friends together and doing that kind of thing. I enjoy that.
Well, you're certainly a go-getter, that's for sure. Oh. And among everything else, you mentioned that you're a mother of two boys, I believe?
I have two boys.
Okay.
7 and 11.
Okay.
Henri, Henry,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Otis.
Mm-hmm.
And so touring for me is really 4 days,
mm-hmm.
or as my boys would say, 4 sleeps.
Okay.
Mommy can only be gone 4 sleeps.
So
when I'm in Quebec this coming week, I will be gone for 6 sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
So I am busy now, shopping lists and organizing food and backup help and all this kind of stuff for
mm-hmm.
when I'm away. I have a beautiful husband, gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
lovely, smart husband, but he is a husband. He's
mm-hmm.
not a wife,
mm-hmm.
and... Oscar Peterson used to tell me about, you know, well, we all had wives. I'm like, well, sir,
mm-hmm.
very nice for you.
Now, if
but it's nothing more than what any working mother has to deal with daily,
mm-hmm.
is scheduling and structuring your children's stuff around, and still trying to have a job and have a life. And any mother, it doesn't matter. You work in a bank, you work on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
If you have this challenge.
Okay. And is there any particular song on the latest album, Messing Around, that stands out for you?
Well, of course, Rain,
mm-hmm.
because I wrote it about Montreal.
Okay.
And I speak about Montreal
mm-hmm.
in the song. And I shot the video for that song, Rain, in Old Montreal.
Okay.
And it's gorgeous and beautiful old street signs, everything en français, and they love that in France.
Mm-hmm.
They love that video. They love Montreal. The French in France, Canada is very romantic to them.
Okay.
And so I love that, and I speak about that in that song, Rain.
Good, okay. Mm. Well, we'd be certain to play that on our station.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody wants some more information, they can go to your website?
Yeah, mm-hmm. mollyjohnson.com.
Okay, that's pretty easy
pretty
to remember.
Easy.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than I'm really looking forward to coming to Quebec and speaking really bad French and making lots of jokes about it.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing
you
perform. Okay, thank you so much,
thank
Molly.
Thank you so much, Maureen. I appreciate it.
Okay, and
bye.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Next up, we're going to hear the tune called Rain. It's by Canadian artist Molly Johnson. From her album called Messin' Around, Molly Johnson will be coming to Centennial Theatre on Tuesday, January 22nd at 8 p.m., regular ticket price is $25, senior citizens $13.50, and students $13.50. Check out the website www.mollyjohnson.com. To reserve your tickets, call the box office at Centennial Theatre, 819-822-9682.